Channel Radio. Great music and talk.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the lovely...
Bird.
Hello. Or Bird.
You're
hello,
right?
Bird.
You're
yeah. Right? Cool. Welcome back. We've got loads more to tell you about, and we've got a great guest to talk to shortly. I want to tell you about a couple of things that are going on in the county, and in fact, some things that aren't going on, not only in the county, but not in the country either. Our neighbours over there in France, there's the Festival Musica Nigella. It's an annual international classical musical festival that takes place on the Côte d'Opale. And this year, the festival returns for its 13th edition from the 24th of May to the 3rd of June with the theme, The French Touch. As they do each year, Olivier Carreau, the festival's president and passionate supporter of classical music, and its artistic director, Takanori Nomoto, have invited a group of internationally renowned artists to perform at the festival. And for 2018, Nomoto, composer, conductor and horn player, in collaboration with the other performing artists, has created an eclectic and innovative program that resonates with a current popular theme. Now, you can find out about this in detail by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and click on blog and click on Festival Music Nigella to find out everything about it. The festival takes place in a number of venues, so to find out the program and how to book your tickets and all the rest of it, the easiest thing to do is to go to their website, which is musicanigella.fr. Musica, that's MUSICANIGELLA, musicanigella.fr, and check it out.
Love it. Yeah. Right, it's all right. I'm trying to get my Twitter going, but it's doing weird.
Well, I'll read a tweet for you, shall I? Because I've got one here from Ellie Lewis, who is LEW1985, and she has Business Bunker. This has got to be worth a shout out. Nash SPN is about to embark on a 900-mile walk after completing the London Marathon in aid of Stacey Smiles. That's a neuroblastoma childhood cancer charity. It's insane. Search Steve Nash on Virgin Money to donate. We've actually been covering this for the last couple of weeks, and Steve did a fantastic job in the marathon yesterday. He did complete the marathon, and now he's off on a 900-mile walk.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We're hoping to hear from him next week.
Dude, ask him how his legs are, how his thighs are.
Yeah, he said he'd phone in during his walk to...
Oh, really?
Yeah, John O'Groats.
I'm not here next week.
Yeah, so... So anyway, we wish him the best of luck. Do follow him on the Twitter. His Twitter handle is Nash, N-A-S-H, _SPN. And on there, you can find the details to donate to his fantastic charity raising event. And I happen to know that there's a ball in aid of this on the 1st of June. And do you know why I happen to know it?
Because you're chairing it?
Because I'm the MC and the auctioneer for it, yeah. It's a charity ball taking place at the Village Hotel at Aylesford on the 1st of June. So we're looking forward to that too. But go, Steve.
Yes.
Quick 26-mile run followed by a 900-mile walk. What's not to like?
And that's what I love, what he's doing. And this is what I've been saying to people. I've had people saying to me, oh, Bird, it's nothing like you've done. I'm like, look, it's all the same.
Yeah.
The focus is this. You're going to do this and you practice it every day.
Yeah.
So, for example, I've got somebody who's just done couch to 5K and now she's just progressing gradually. And now she got to 3 miles and she went, oh, but it's nothing. I'm like, it's the same. Mm. It's the same concept. It's everything because it's action.
Absolutely. I took the dog for a walk on Saturday.
Which is massive for you.
It is massive for me. It's massive. We went 3 miles. It was massive.
Oh, my God.
I don't normally walk.
I know, but it is.
I went in the car. It was just the dog that walked.
Did you just have the lead
through the window? I didn't really, if the RSPCA are listening. No, I did walk with a dog and Amanda and Lucy.
Exactly. But you don't, that isn't your normal thing.
I don't have exercise, no.
No.
Even when I played football, I didn't exercise.
No.
Yeah.
Short, sharp bursts.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. The World and Business Group presents a record charity check. The Wirren Business Group has presented its biggest ever charity check following 2 years of fundraising. Martin Ticknor, the group's immediate past chairman, presented a check for £10,579 to Clive Hudson, who's the chairman of the East Kent Group of the Motor Neuron Disease Association. The money was raised from a series of events, including a black tie dinner, a race night and a murder mystery evening. Clive thanked the group and said the money would be spent supporting 60 people in East Kent who are living with the disease, as well as making a significant contribution towards further research. So well done to everybody at the Wirren Business Group. Fantastic.
Social, start social media in a box. We've talked about this before. They're great. I'm loving watching it on Instagram, so well done. It's a strategy workbook, planner and videos. It was £149 and it's now reduced to £99. Really interesting, this concept of boxing stuff. Here, do you remember we used to do the unboxing?
Yep.
People love a box, don't they?
They do like a box. Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, they do. There's a trend at the minute about yoga in a box, and you get these things and people go mad for it. Mm. So it's a genius idea of starting your social media in a box. Are you looking to increase your success with your social media activities? Start Social is a ZC product that has everything you need in order to get started or grow your existing social media knowledge. Purchase your copy from zcsocialmedia.com.
Fantastic, thank you. Do you know what we're going to do now?
I think I do.
Good. We're going to talk to our studio guest because he's been waiting patiently and we are really determined to hear from him. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome for the very first time onto the Business Bunker show, Andrew Eyre. And Andrew wears many hats. Andrew, you're a local councillor in Sevenoaks.
I am.
Chief executive of the Stag Theatre.
I am.
And one of the organisers of the up-and-coming business show, Sevenoaks Business Show.
Yes, heavily involved with the town partnership. And the town business show and the wellbeing show are two of the key aspects the town partnership puts on.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about all of those things. Plus, we're going to cover the Sevenoaks trees because people ask about it all the time. I know it's one of those things, isn't it, that people just associate.
It comes into conversation all the time.
It does, doesn't it? And Sevenoaks is a lovely little town. Very smart. It's one of those towns that still has a thriving high street as well. And there aren't many of those left.
It's amazing. It's not amazing. It's logical because Sevenoaks is such a good place to be. There is churn. There are shops which shut down, but they are filled very quickly.
Absolutely, and you have a lot of independent shops as well as some of the chain shops
We have a wonderful mix of independent, small independents, plus the chain, so you can get what you want. There's a lot of coffee shops, plus
absolutely,
a lot of building societies, banks, so you can do all your socialising plus all your business and shopping at the same place.
I know we weren't particularly going to talk about this, but having raised it, it's an interesting thing because I've been having some discussions about this with various people and various things about it, and I think places like Sevenoaks are a bit of a model for the way forward for other high streets, really, because it is that mixed use. It is the mix of independent shops and some chain shops, and it is the different types of activities. You know, there's restaurants and cafes, and your own theatre is right there as well.
Sevenoaks is really lucky to have its theatre. It's a theatre, two cinemas, plus a music hall, conference hall. That's where in the Stag Plaza is where the business show is held this Friday. So that kind of mixture, and indeed a lot of the residential development is happening right in the centre of town.
Yeah.
You know, you and I know it's sustainable development. You don't need a car. You don't need a garage space. You don't need a drive. It's flat. It's smaller places. They're being built above shops. And it's a European model, this concept of commercial on the ground floor and residential above.
Absolutely.
I think we'll see more of it. I hope we will, because it's much more efficient use of space.
It's really interesting, isn't it? Because I'm a Londoner. And London has always the centre of London has always been fairly much like that.
Yes.
You know, and that's what always made it a thriving kind of place. You know, you live above a cafe or a shop or whatever, and you don't necessarily have everything in that shop, but, you know, you walk everywhere. Many's the time I've actually walked right across London, which took a while, but because it's quite a big place, but you can walk. You can, it's got buses and tubes as well, but, you know, I didn't move out of London until I was in my 20s, and I didn't have a driving licence when I lived in London because it wasn't worth it.
I think there is definitely a model moving forward. Mm. You're in a place of a conurbation, a central place. It can be small like Sevenoaks, can be large like London, but you end up being there and staying there. You don't drive 30 miles to go to the cinema. You don't drive 30 miles to go to the theatre. It's there. Yeah. You don't drive 30 miles to go to an out-of-town shop. Yeah. The shops are where you are.
Absolutely. And the whole entertainment thing as well, you know, of eating, drinking and socialising.
Yes, you obviously expect me to keep saying the Stag Theatre 7 yeah. lots and lots of times.
Yeah.
But there are lots of other things that, you know, the Anger Pub puts music on.
Yeah.
There are lots of other places that put music on.
Well, and of course, you've got the wonderful Noel House and Noel Park as well right there too. So,
and,
you know.
And the Town Partnership puts on the Vintage Bus, London Routemaster 1967 bus to get you around town to Noel and back, and that's just starting in July.
Fantastic. All good stuff. So let's move on and talk about the Seven Oaks Business Show. Now, how long has it been running?
Now you've got me. Yeah. It must be the fifth year,
I was trying to work out. I've been to every one, and I was trying to work out how long it was, whether it was, I couldn't remember whether it was four or five I'd been to. So I think this is the fifth one. And it's a fantastic little event, isn't it? It takes place in the Stag Plaza, which is part of the complex of the theatre there. And I guess, 20 odd exhibitors?
32. It sells out quickly.
Yeah.
It's sold out this time. So it's tight, it's full, and it's very busy.
Yeah.
So, you know, at 10 o'clock it starts Friday. This Friday it's the Stag Theatre. And it's a really good networking event. There are a couple of very good talks going on, including an entrepreneurial startup event, Next Generation by the Seven Oaks Chamber, as well as a district council, which is actually looking at young startups and trying to get people to go, which I know is something very close to your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I shall be going to that workshop as well and listening intently to the people that are going to be there. I always have a really great time there. As we were talking with Bird earlier, I take the whole outside broadcast team from the bunker there, me and my microphone, and I always get some great interviews. Last year, I interviewed two Herberts in brass helmets, which was interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually videoed some of that because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. But we always get some great interviews from local people there. And I actually have developed some relationships, business relationships, with people that were exhibiting there a few years ago that have worked out very well. The lovely Kelly Teasdale, for instance, there. I met her at the very first one, and we've done a few things in collaboration since then. So it's a great place for networking, meeting like-minded people and doing stuff.
Absolutely. I think that's the strongest part out of it, and that's the anecdotal evidence and the practical evidence we get out of it, is people say, oh, I met.
Yeah.
And it's not just meeting it's not just meeting visitors to the place and everybody's welcome. It's actually, as you say, the actual amount of business that comes out of it, stall to stall and stall to visitor.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's a great event. It's totally free to attend. The doors open at 10 o'clock. There's parking nearby as well. If you don't live in the town in Seven Oaks, there's car park right behind the Stag Theatre, or there's a lot. Actually, Seven Oaks is quite good for car parking as well.
It's brilliant for car parking. There is 137 car parking spaces directly outside the Stag, but within about 150 yards, there are 1,100 car parking spaces.
Yeah, you got Bligh Place and the other place down by the Leisure Centre. I mean, it's all easily walkable to the Stag from there.
The Leisure Centre and just in front of the Leisure Centre, there is an app, Seven Oaks Parking. If you download the app, it'll give you a live feed of where the parking spaces are, and it'll also Google map you to get there.
Yeah.
Of course, there are other search engines available.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to seeing you there. It's going to be another great event. It always is a brilliant event. It really is good fun. And you've got 32 standholders this year.
I think that's the number I last heard. Yes, it's full. It's sold out. Yeah. It sells out very quickly.
It's Yeah, because it is popular. It's really cool. And you've got some speakers and workshops, and there's loads of networking going on.
Yeah, we have two principal speakers. One is led by Handelsbanken, called Show Me the Money, which is on business funding, which again is something...
Yeah, very close to people's hearts, yeah.
And, of course, the infamous GDPR. There's a wonderful bunch of accountants, A4G accountants, who are running that and telling us all about GDPR, which is heading everybody's way soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things that we must pay attention to, because you're still getting people saying, oh, it doesn't affect me, I'm only a small business. Oh, yes, it does.
It affects everybody.
And as you can see, it's... it's a topic of hot interest at the moment, with the way that things have been panning out on social media with platforms and publishers despite what they say, like Facebook. So there's some great networking. There's some great workshops going on. There's loads of people to see. So do come along. And I'll be there, as I said. So do come along and say hello to me. Andrew will be there, obviously, and the team will be there.
I shall make sure your security. I make sure your whole team gets past security.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. We'll have little press badges or something. And we're really looking forward to it. I want to kind of broaden out some of the other things in the different roles that you play, Andrew. You're a local councillor as well.
I am, yes.
And I believe I may have got a town councillor and a district councillor.
Yes, it's called dual hatted. And you know, we're coming up to May 19, which is the next local council elections in Sevenoaks district and town and the places around. And, you know, we can use this platform now as a plea. One of the reasons I am a dual-hatted councillor is because not enough people stand.
Yeah.
And, you know, the more people stand, being a town councillor or a parish councillor is very different from being a district councillor.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can develop yourself in different ways and focus a lot more on your your locality with a town or parish and expand it to be on a district council, which is a more strategic, wider brief.
Yeah,
and I'm on both, and I have to change hats. I literally have to go out from one meeting to the next and think a different way.
Yeah,
and it would be far better if more people stood.
Absolutely,
there's still plenty of time, and I'm not making this part of a political thing. Go and if you can stand as independent, you can go to your local party, which you support, talk to them locally. There's some paperwork to go through, of course, but then you're able to stand in May 19. And support your local people, because that's what councils do.
Absolutely. It's one of those things, isn't it? People moan about politicians and councils and stuff like that, but very few people actually do anything about it. And until somebody does do something about it, you don't really have a lot to moan about.
Andrew, why do you do what you do? Why do you believe in the community and to become a councillor? Is it for you to go to the dizzy heights of being an MP? Where do you see this going for you?
I think I'm the wrong age to be an MP now. To be honest, I don't think I ever had the idea of getting a P. It was local. It was to make things happen locally, change things locally. And I'd like to think I and my colleagues in the town council particularly have done that. And also now we're district council. You talked about changes nationally. The amount of money available from central government has reduced greatly, such that Sevenoaks District Council now gets nothing from central government.
Mm.
So all the business rates gets taken from people in Sevenoaks District, gets sent straight to central government, and nothing comes back.
All right.
So that's why we've had to work very hard. I work in the finance portfolio. We've had to work very hard over many years to get to the point where the district council can do the things it's required to do by law without any money from central government.
Mm. It's not easy, is it?
No.
It's not easy at all, and I don't expect you to answer this, but from my point of view, I think we've got the whole thing wrong now, and I think central government needs to stop taking money from local areas, and it needs to be bottom-up, not top-down, and until we do that, you're not going to get joined up thinking at any level.
It's broken at the moment. This thing,
absolutely. Now, am I right in thinking also that you're a former mayor?
I am. Last year I was mayor of Sevenoaks Town. It was a wonderful time. You and I met when I was mayor.
Yeah.
And it was, it's humbling to meet so many people, so many volunteers who give their time just to do things for other people. And as mayor, I was able to get around the county, but also a lot around Sevenoaks Town. Just to meet people who did things for other people.
Absolutely, and there are lots of people about in the town that do
hundreds
that, aren't there?
Hundreds and hundreds. Yeah. It's really strange. I thought I was right in the centre of things. But when it comes down to it, it's only when you get invited to see so many other people that you get to understand how many volunteers there are out there, how many volunteer organisations there are out there.
It's really interesting that you say that, isn't it? Because you do find that, you know, you think you know something, and then all of a sudden you find a whole seam of things that are going on that you were completely unaware of, and quite often people that you were completely unaware of doing stuff. You're absolutely right. It really is fascinating, isn't it? And that's probably a good selfish reason to become involved in local council issues as a local councillor, because you're going to find out what's actually going on in your town to more than you probably do as a lay member of the public.
Much more. I got involved originally back in the mid-90s, through my local residents association, and that was doing some helping neighbours, essentially. Mm. We got involved in the dreaded parking, control of parking around Sevenoaks, and I actually went to a meeting, a public meeting, where the leader then and now, Peter Fleming, came down. He was filled up with cold, but he came down and spoke on his own time to people in little old...
I like Peter.
He's a good guy, Peter. And he came down and talked to it, and that was what turned me on to saying, well, we can make a difference. We can change things.
Yeah. Cool. I want to now talk about the Stag Theatre.
Okay.
Some time ago, for a brief period, I was director of a local theatre, which was an interesting experience. So I want to find out a bit more about the Stag. And I was looking recently, and I don't know where I saw it, but you're not scared to have a bit of edgy stuff there as well, are you?
We're trying very hard. My business development manager, Lisa, and I are trying to get a lot more drama in. And this very Friday, I suspect, is the thing you're referring to. It's a word we probably can't say on the air.
Absolutely.
But it has the F word in the title. And it's a contemporary, it's life on a Southern London, South London council estate of young people and the lives they lead. And they swear.
Yeah.
And so it is real... real drama. It's won awards.
It's street stuff,
London. Street stuff. It's been on in London. It's won awards. Come along and see it.
Yeah,
don't
absolutely.
Don't be frightened off by the title. Don't be frightened off by the topic. Like most things, if you don't know it, you should go and see it and then say you don't know it or you don't like it. But it's Friday and Saturday. It's on. It should be really good, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Absolutely. And it's good that a small theatre such as yours has the courage to put on things like that. You know, that's what makes a difference. That's what brings things to an audience.
And it was only a month or so ago, less than a month ago, that the Stag Youth Theatre put on Only Human, which was interesting. It's about gene manipulation and gene therapy and the naturals and the maids and... Sorry, I've just gone totally
blank. No.
But it was interesting that the young people who acted it and invented the story didn't know who Aldous Huxley was.
Yeah.
It was all about the Brave New World and a school called Huxley Academy, a deliberate nod to Aldous Huxley, where you have people, effectively comprehensive education, but split down the middle between people who have been gene manipulated and naturals.
Yeah,
and the again that was really grown up.
Yeah, edgy really stuff again.
Edgy stuff, and it was really well put together. A guy called Simon Cousins runs the Stag Youth Theatre in the Stag for us.
Okay, so tell us a bit about the mechanics of the Stag Theatre. First and foremost, is it publicly owned? Is it privately owned? How does it work, or is it?
The building itself is owned by the councils. It's leased and subleased down to the charity, and I run. I'm chief executive of the not-for-profit charity, which has to make a penny profit now, as you know, and we all know you can't make a penny profit. So we make about £3,000-£5,000 profit above the line. We put some money away in a little quiet corner for projects, and over the past couple of years, we spent. Built that up and spent that, so we've replaced projectors, the cinemas, we've replaced the seating and the carpets in the cinemas, we've replaced the theatre seating, we've put new lighting in, new sound systems, we've just spent a whole chunk of money on the air handling system, the 1991 air handling system, which was coming to the end of its life, we've upgraded that. You're exactly right, my hair isn't this colour for no reason. It is difficult.
Yeah.
We don't take any grant from anybody. We have a very small one, but it's 99.9% grant-free. No local authority grants. Everything we make has to come through the door, or everything we make has to be found by grant from external...
Yeah, from sponsorship or sponsorship advertising.
Or from grant-giving organisations.
Absolutely.
And it's hard work to keep going that. It's a wonderful team around me, of course, who keeps it going and makes it run smoothly. And
absolutely.
We put 56 films a week on through the two cinemas. We put around 200 events a year on in the theatre and around 180, 200 events a year in the plaza.
Right.
Of which the Stag Plaza, of which the
business show
is one of them.
Cool. Just very quickly, how many seats does the theatre hold?
Seats 450.
Oh, okay.
It's a medium-sized, huge stage, one of the biggest stages in the southeast, bigger than most... West End stages. It's bigger than any local theatre.
Yeah.
450 seats, but a lot of flexibility on stage.
Okay.
To do that. You can put about 180 people in the plaza if you everybody squeezes up tight. But equally, we can spread it out and have cabaret format, and you can put 35, 40 in there and just have somebody on the guitar singing songs, and it works really well. We had Chris Difford from Squeeze a couple of weeks ago. Went and saw that. That was wonderful.
Right.
And we had a local guy called Dan Clues who put on a series of shows, the latest of which was called Voices of Bond. He's taking up to Edinburgh Fringe. So we had the premiere.
Fantastic.
And he's putting that on, and he's taking that up to the Fringe. It's good. We have good sound, we have good lighting, and it's a really good place to be.
Fantastic. Well, look, all power to you, Andrew. Keep on keeping on. We're really looking forward to Friday and the Seven Oaks Business Show once again. And then later in the year, hopefully, I'm going to be back at the Seven Oaks Business Awards, which are going to be, what, September time?
September
they normally
time,
take time,
yes.
take place. And I've been to all of those as well. I'll go to the opening and envelope me. And they're always good and always very, very well attended.
Again, it sells out. It's they're very popular. People want to come along. Mm. And the awards themselves, now and then, I'd like to say fourth year, but they are a word. And indeed, the Stag Theatre won an award last year for the best local business.
Yeah, fantastic. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. Do stay with us for the remaining part of the show. There's not long to go now. But for the moment, Andrew Eyre of the Stag Theatre and Seven Oaks Town Council and Seven Oaks District Council and all the other wonderful things you do. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you on Friday.
Thank you very much, and it's been wonderful being here.
Fantastic. Thank you. Cool.
I want to ask Andrew so many more questions.
Well, you can ask him one if you want.
Well, it's only because, do you know what? It's really quite relevant. I had a guest on because I've got a radio show. It's called The Conversation. It's on tomorrow. And
she's plugging again.
Always, of course, always.
Radio, where? I don't know.
Here.
Oh, here.
Yeah. So I was talking to one of the guests, and she was saying, I really want to get into government and make changes. You know, I've got a voice. I can't. And I said to her, with all due respect, you can't moan about it and not action anything. I'm very much action. How do people do what you're doing and make a change?
It's getting involved. I have to say, the more local you are, the more effect you have. And that's really, really true. If you're in the parish council of your village, you can get serious things done. You can change the look of the village, the positive ways that you want to be changed. The higher up you get, if you become an MP, you can't actually do a huge amount because what the decisions you're taking have to affect the whole country. The smaller you are, if you're in a town council or a parish council, you can make serious differences. So at town council, for example, we put new play areas in. We try and make Seven Oaks a better place to be. We work with businesses. It's all about making my town, Seven Oaks, a better place.
Absolutely.
So my advice to people is, go along to your town council. Find out when they are. Typically, it's Monday, but it can be another day of the week. And just sit and listen. I mean, that's what I did. I got involved, started getting involved. I got elected in 2007 to the town, elected in 2011 to the district, and then re-elected in 2015. And then the elections are in 2019. So there is time for people to go along, find out what's happening, decide to do it. There is a time commitment. It's not huge, but it's fun.
And this was something I was going to say to you. I see people, they don't have the time, although they've got ideas, they want to be creative and innovative and, you know, we've got to move on, and they feel that are being held back. Things like planning and parking and simple little things that make such a big deal to us. Our homes are the biggest thing, but they don't feel they have the time to invest in it. How much time are we talking, Andrew?
Now you've got me. I'm probably a bad example because I spend quite a lot of time doing things. But in reality, all the council meetings are in the evenings, 7 o'clock to start, so you can get home from work, even if you're working away, not in your hometown. You can get home, and you're just committing one day a week.
Right, okay.
And it's not every week. It's 35, 40 meetings a year. You're not on every committee, so it's less than that. That's the kind of minimal you can do. What happens is you enjoy it. and you want to do more and you want to make change, you join more committees and you end up doing to meetings. And that's what I did, and that's why I ended up being town and district, because I wanted to make changes.
And how do you cope with the frustration of things not moving forward or the speed that things don't happen in?
It can be frustrating. As I said, it happens quicker the smaller you are, the more local you are. The district council can be frustrating because things have to take a formal view because they're a strategic authority. And I'm not a Kent County councillor, but for those on Kent, it's that much bigger and it's that much slower because things are more formal. So it can be frustrating and you have to bite your tongue sometimes. but all in all, plugging away, going along, and things happen. You can make things happen.
Yeah, I could. Cool. I love this. Because it's so important. What you do is so important to us on a cellular level and a vision level.
I think the critical thing and the critical point that Andrew made here is that in parish and town councils, you can directly see the results of your actions on your neighbours. And as you get higher up the tree in terms of bigger areas, you can't. And, you know, you're making decisions based on things that may not even be in your area.
Well, the vision's different, isn't it?
You know, so I live in Tenterton, and Tenterton Town Council, they run the local recreation centre, the public toilets and things like things that make an everyday difference to everybody's life.
And you go to Tenterton Playground and you speak to a mother with her toddler and say, I did that.
Yeah, exactly.
We keep these clean, and the response you get is really good because mothers, parents will come along and say, I'm really glad this is here.
Yeah, exactly.
There's something free we can do.
Yeah.
We don't have to go and spend some money somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew, fantastic. Thank you so much for that. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And we look forward to seeing you at the Seven Oaks Business Show this Friday at 10 a.m.
Stag Plaza.
Fantastic. I've got an email here from a London HR director who's come back to Kent. An HR specialist with more than 20 years' experience in the capital has launched a consultancy to help small businesses to grow. Roz Chown, owner of the human resources consultancy Helpful HR, which is based in Tunbridge Wells, will work with SMEs across the southeast of England. Helpful HR supports business owners with day-to-day staff management issues, providing expertise around recruitment, retention and performance management. Prior to establishing Helpful HR, Roz cut her teeth with TUI before joining consumer publishing giant Time Inc. UK as a business partner for iconic brands including the New Musical Express, Loaded, Country Life, Mary Claire, the TV Times and Horse and Hound, moving to the global PR and communications agency National Public Relations as HR Director for Europe. Roz supported a headcount growth of over 30% and helped the company achieve seventh place in the medium category of the UK's Best Workplaces 2017. Helpful HR has already provided consultancy services to local design agency Yo-Yo and property software developers 1090. For more information on Helpful HR, you can contact Roz by email, roz, R-O-Z, at helpfulhr.me or on 01892 520 698. That's 01892 520 698.
Oh, no. It's come to that time of the day where we need to talk about this.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready for this? I'm ever so sorry, Andrew. This is where the show just takes a dive now.
I'm a gog.
Welcome to the next Slope Off Friday.
Oh dear, not Slope Off. Okay.
So Andrew, if you haven't heard about this before, it's actually in collaboration with the FSB and it's hosted by Jules Serkin and Deb Smith. Now, Slope Off Friday, how could we describe it? It's networking lunch.
It's 2 days of debauchery and wanton drinking is what it is.
It's intention then, let's put it that way. Its intention is for networking over lunch, is that not right?
Yep.
Excellent. Our next fun-filled lunch will take place at the Corner House restaurant in Canterbury. So that's 1 Dover Street, Canterbury, Kent. There is a car park in Dover Street, which also can be accessed from Old Dover Road. Alternatively, Canterbury East Station is only a 5-minute walk. Now, the price is £20 per head or £24 a head to be received by Monday, the 30th of April. I can feel what you're going to say.
Right.
Along with your menu choices. So arrive for 2 p.m. to mingle and sit down at 2:30 p.m. And what time do you think they'll leave, Mr. Andrews?
Monday. They're a bunch of reprobates. They go on all night. It's the longest lunch ever recorded.
They scare
ever.
Me, and I'm not very easily scared. Yeah. But this, I'd rather climb Mount Everest.
I get live periscopes at midnight from Jules dancing in a bar from lunch still.
Yeah, scary. So that is Slow Pop Friday. Are we selling it enough, Jules?
Yeah.
And Debs? Sorry. Go for it. Anyway.
It's very popular.
It is
Let's put it that way.
So clearly they're touching people's needs.
Yeah, the reprobate market.
There's a tribe.
Yeah, go for it. I just had a tweet in conjunction with listening to Andrew here. I said, listening to Andrew talk... Oh, blimey, my phone's just gone off. Listening to Andrew talk, it's from BNI Seven Oaks. And they say, you can also meet us, the team from BNI Seven Oaks, at the Seven Oaks Business Show this Friday. We're looking forward to seeing you all and catching up with you all at the Stag Seven Oaks. So thank you for that. Cool. Mm.
And here we go. We Mean Biz come to one of our monthly lunchtime meetings in Kent. So this is for networking with professionals and like-minded people, get business support and develop your business with practical workshops and training. So the Medway Group meets on the third Tuesday of every month at Bridgewood Manor, and that's at 12 in the midday till 2 p.m. Then you've got Maidstone Group that meets on the fourth Thursday of every month. I always get confused. Is it me when people go the third Tuesday of the, I just it doesn't
throws you
it's not tangible for me. It's really interesting. I don't know if anybody else is the same. It might just be me. Maidstone Group meets on the fourth Thursday of every month at Oakwood Manor, 12 midday to 2 p.m. so you can book online. That's
www.wemeanbiz.co.uk,
and my beautiful friend Deborah is on all the cover. Don't know
fantastic
why.
I want to tell you about this because I was lucky enough to visit here, and it's absolutely stunning, this place. It's absolutely stunning. Must have been about a month ago now, I was invited to go down here and meet the new owner, Neil Cullen, of Finchcocks. And people may remember Finchcocks. It was...
Stop laughing, it's not funny.
Bird's pulling faces because...
You made me stand up.
I know, sorry.
I have to slide down in the seat. Carry on. Sorry.
I went and visited Neil Cullen, who's the new owner of Finchcocks, which is a glorious country house and former piano museum in Goudhurst. And Neil is spending an awful lot of money restoring the house and turning it into a piano school in the cellars. Anyway, Finchcocks, the newly transformed piano school in Goudhurst, today announced its charity piano concert, which is being held to support the work of a charity, which is helpmusicians.org.uk. The concert is a collaboration with John Broadwood and Sons. John Broadwood and Sons are piano manufacturers, and will take place at the historic Finchcocks on the 27th of May, beginning at 7:30 p.m. The intimate evening of music will celebrate the 200th anniversary of the delivery of one of Thomas Broadwood's best pianos to Beethoven. Okay. Finchcocks has three Broadwood pianos, and they're used for their weekend piano courses, and one of them bears a remarkable resemblance to the one that Thomas Broadwood sent to Beethoven in 1817. It's said that Broadwood invited five of the best musicians in London to help design the instrument for Beethoven, which took nearly a year to make before it was transported over land, sea and Alps to reach the famous composer. At the concert in May, you're going to hear from pianist Paul Roberts, who will give an inspiring solo show performing pieces by both Debussy and Beethoven in Finchcock's newly transformed atmospheric vaulted cellar. You have to see this place. It is totally and utterly awesome. And I know people don't like the word awesome, but there's no other way to describe the vaulted cellar there. There are 8 grand pianos in the various alcoves of this cellar. That's how big the cellar is, yeah? To call it a cellar is a misnomer, really. It's absolutely stunning, this place. It's worth paying to go to this concert to see it.
Yeah, you said to me about going with Louis, didn't you? And go and play the pianos there.
Absolutely. It's only 12 quid for the concert. Mm. All the proceeds are going to charity. If you want to book your place or find out more about it, go to finchcocks.com/concerts/charity Broadwood Concert, or you can call them on 01580 428 080. That's 01580 428 080, finchcocks.com/concerts.
When is it again?
It is taking place on the 27th of May.
All right, okay.
7:30 p.m. God. It's really worth going just to visit the place because it'll blow your socks off. Mm. It really will. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Excellent.
Mm. What you got?
ZC Live, of course. It's that time of year. A one-day social media and digital event. Friday the 1st of June, Strood Academy in Rochester, 8.30 till 4. Guess how much it is, Mr. Andrews?
It is totally, utterly and absolutely free.
It's only free?
Yeah, it is. Guess who's chairing it?
Is it me?
No, it's not you, Andrew.
I was just going to say you, Andrew, actually. You should get into this emceeing. Who is it?
Zoe. And me.
Of course, of course. Learn how to accelerate your digital and social media marketing in your business. You will learn how to create more leads by mastering key strategies over a whole day with international speaker, business owner and TV commentator, the one and only Zoe Cairns. She's flying. I'm loving watching
Zoe. Yeah, brilliant.
She
came past here the other day. They went on a tour in their VW bus, yeah. And they stopped outside the studios here, and we did a quick interview. It was brilliant, really. Excellent. Brilliant.
So she's got five proven digital marketing strategies that have stood the test of time. How to build your online presence and awareness, how to become a successful influencer, how to turn your knowledge into a product, and how to increase your leads via digital marketing. So if you want to book your free place, you need to go into zcsocialmedia.com/ and go and get it. It's a great day. It's a great day.
Yeah, fantastic. Couple of things I want to tell you about. Obviously, the Grow West Kent is happening this Thursday in Tunbridge Wells. But coming up in June is the Maidstone and Medway Business Show. Grow Kent, Maidstone and Medway, taking place on the 26th of June at the Mercure Maidstone. That's the hotel known as the Great Danes by everybody that doesn't own it. So the Great Danes Hotel, 26th of June, Maidstone and Medway Business Show. If you want to find out more about it, like who the speakers are, how to book the tickets, how to book a stand or whatever you want to do, the easiest thing to do is to go to bizradio.co.uk website and click on the business events tab, and it's right there for you to find out more about it.
Excellent. Well, because Andrew's in the studio, we've got here Seven Oaks TP, so reading and healing event in aid of breast cancer care. That's Saturday the 5th of May, and that's at Seven Oaks Town Council offices, and that's in Braybourne Vale Road, Seven Oaks. The tickets are £35, and it's from 3 in the afternoon till 6.
Fantastic. Good stuff.
It's a real key thing about the mayor, current mayor, Maxine Shakoa, supporting breast cancer care. She's an awful lot. She's opened a breast cancer care support group in the centre of town. So even if you haven't got breast cancer, male or female, you can go along and find out about it. And just find out at outs with the town council.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Maxine's done a fabulous job on that, hasn't she?
Has.
Yeah. All power to you, Maxine. Well done. That's Maxine Chikawa, who's the current mayor of Seven Oaks. I've had this from Simon Betteridge, and it says, Dear Paul, the Lee Academies Trust annual fundraising event takes place on Friday the 29th of June at the Bexley Cricket Club. A star-studded PCA team will take on a Lee Academies Trust 11 made up of students from the Trust's academies. Prior to the match, there will be a charity lunch with all proceeds going towards supporting the education of our 10,000 students across Kent and South East London. You can book a table of 10 for just £650. Alternatively, you can buy one seat for £65. There's also sponsorship opportunities available. For more information about supporting this amazing event, you can contact Simon. That's Simon Betteridge, who's the business manager at Strood Academy. And you can contact him on Medway 01634 717 121. That's 01634 717 121.
Marsh Networking over Coffee, 9th of May. And that's at 10 a.m. and 6th of June at 10 a.m. and that's in New Romney. That's at St Port Arms. Marsh Networking over Breakfast, 26th of April, 7:45. I take it that's in the morning.
Yes, it is.
24th.
They normally have breakfast in the morning, but
oh yeah, that's not bad though. Come on,
yeah,
oh, that's not bad. I couldn't even speak before I come on the air.
Yeah, that's true.
That's an hour and 50 minutes I've gone being professional.
Yeah, yeah,
it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
So that's 7:45 in the morning if you want breakfast, but I'm quite easy either way. 24th of May, 7:45, or the 14th of June, 7:45. What are you going to say? You look
nothing.
Like you're going to say something
nothing.
Rude to
I'm
me then.
Just waiting for you to finish. No.
All right, Ship Dymchurch. And that includes, here, it includes a full English breakfast, Mr. Andrews. And that's in Dymchurch. Marsh, here we go, after hours networking. So I take it that's at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's in the morning, obviously.
That's the 17th of April, 22nd of May, 19th of June. And again, that's at the Ship in Dymchurch. If you want any more information, you need to go and speak to Terry Botfield, and that's at terry@botfield.net. But by far the best way to get hold of Terry is by his Twitter, which is
TD Botty,
which we love.
It's lovely. It's one of my two favourite Twitter handles.
He just makes me smile.
My two favourite Twitter handles are TD Botty, which is Terry, and my old mate David Philpott, whose Twitter handle is Imperious Blablinky, which is just fabulous.
But you can't spell it.
No, I know.
Yeah, so clearly brilliant. That's not good marketing, but very funny.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah. No, it's really cool. I want to tell you about this. It's a resource that's recently come online for finding out about business news in the county. Keep up to date with the latest business news in Kent as it happens. Add your business event to their calendar. They'll promote it absolutely for free. Read the very latest business blogs, keeping you up to date with the latest thinking. And it's circulated to over 20,000 businesses every Friday. Or you can read the online version, which is businesskent.co.uk. If you want to advertise in it or you want to put your event on there, you can call them on 01732 758 530 or email info@bestbusinessevents.co.uk. So that's businesskent.co.uk. Check it out. It's a new resource for businesses in Kent. And while we're talking about resources like that, I discovered the other day, because I hadn't been paying attention to my own website, that I've just published the 800th blog. We have 800 blogs on there now.
Okay, let's get really into it. Do you write your own blogs?
I wrote two of them.
Out of the 800?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Why do I do what? Write the two of them?
Yeah, or why didn't you write more?
Because I'm useless at writing.
Excellent. Yeah. And that's really something I think as well. It's just not your form of media.
No,
but this is. You could do this all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And people are far more expert in things than I am, and that's what I'm interested in. So I publish other people's blogs because they're experts, they're interesting, they write better than I do, and they're informative. Yeah. And I
think we all get caught up. Oh, my God, I've got to write a blog. I've got to do a podcast. Oh, my God, I've got to be on video. Oh, I've got all these things to do. And actually, it's just not who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, do what you're good at. By all means, experiment. It's always worth a try.
Yeah.
I mean, many years ago, I used to write a column for a magazine. And I just found it so brain-tearingly difficult that I just couldn't keep up with it. I just had to stop.
But you do have to action. Like, you don't know that this was going to be having any evidence that this was going to work, do you? Like my show, you don't know it's going to work.
Is it working?
I think it is. We've had loads of feedback.
Yeah.
We've adapted it and grown together and we're given what the people want to hear.
Well, you know, this is the 10th year of the Business
Bunker. It's amazing what you've done.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, consistency.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking about anniversaries, I need to tell you, because we're at the end of the show now, and I want you to listen on Friday to our sister show, The Bunker Extra Show, and it's their first anniversary.
Really?
A year they've been going, yeah. So it's their first anniversary, so they're all there.
Mm-hmm.
Presented by the lovely Amanda Flanders, and she's got both her co-hosts on the show this week, the lovely Molly Wright, Molly Moodle Media, and Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law, are the two co-presenters, and their guest is the lovely Julie Stevens, and it's their first anniversary show.
Wow.
And the show is sponsored by Zen C Social Media. So check it out here on channelradio.co.uk/2 or bizradio.co.uk, 11 till 12 on Friday.
It's a big thing.
Yeah, it's good. So, happy first birthday, ladies, and well done. Fantastic. Just to tell you what we've got coming up for the rest of today, we have at 5 o'clock back on Channel Radio 1, we have Mr. Craig Avery, the man with stripy socks, the ladies' favourite, with 2 hours of celebrity interviews, and he's got some really interesting interviews going on today, so celebrity interviews and music. Then at 9 o'clock, we have something new for you. It started 2 weeks ago, but it's kind of getting into it now. It's World Music, presented by Mr. James LaSalle. And James is the keyboard player from Cockney Rebel.
Mm.
Yeah. So do check that out. It's a brilliant show. It really is brilliant. So do listen to that. That's from 9 till 11. And then, of course, as always, on a Tuesday, we finish off with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two, three, get down!
Cool drum beat at the squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So as always, on a Tuesday evening here on channelradio.co.uk, we finish off with the wonderful Mr. Boy George and the Club Culture Show. And that's now at its new time of 11 p.m. So do check it out. It's a fabulous show. It really is good. Have a listen. And be with us tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 o'clock for the conversation.
Yes, hell of a show.
Yeah. Well, it's brilliant. Who have you got, Bird?
Lovely Sue Plumtree. What a great name is that.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah, she's a love relationship coach, so we're going to really talk about it. But she found love at 70.
Really?
I just love that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. Ever the romantic that I am. Yeah, so that's really good. I've got some great... Each week is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But yeah, what I was going to say before we leave is please celebrate. Even whatever happened, even on Sunday, whatever, we never celebrate what we do. So really go and celebrate if you've got something amazing to do. And I know that Steve Nash, I've said to him, give me a call.
Absolutely.
You know, like, if I can shout, if I can help in any way.
Yeah, absolutely. So, he's doing a fantastic job.
His body's going to be hurting and he's going to push it into the depths of despair.
Yeah, big time.
So,
big time.
So yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting you say that about celebrating. I've just started reading Jordan Peterson's book, The 12 Rules of Life.
Yeah.
And it's one of the kind of themes of that, really, that
Guess
says,
what?
You know, stop putting yourself down.
Do you celebrate?
Yeah.
Do you celebrate?
Yeah, kind of.
Do you? I'm terrible. I don't. I just move on to the next thing. And then the next one. So I've got another race soon. And then I'm like, no, actually, we need to honour this moment and go, wow.
Yeah.
You know? So just go and celebrate.
Yeah. No, I just cheer things.
I know, well, that's your type of celebration. And I don't mean celebrations, the sweets either.
Do you not?
Not.
Oh, I'm okay with those.
Excellent.
I can manage those.
And I'm going to go on that film family thing.
You're going to do it, and if Stephen's not, you're doing it on your own. You can do it with Amanda, because Amanda wants to do it as well, and I'm not doing it. Yeah. Anyway, we've reached the end of the show. I want to just say a huge thank you to today's show sponsors, who are the lovely folks from Operational Accounting Systems. Thank you so much for supporting us. Do check them out, Operational Accounting Systems, on the Twitter, O_A_SYS. Do follow them. They've got some fantastic products that will help your productivity as a small business. And thank you so much for sponsoring the show. I want to say a massive thank you to our guest, Kim Arnold, who you can hear this Thursday at the West Kent Grow Show. And she is the first speaker on after lunch. So do go and hear from Kim. And massive congratulations to all seven of the winners from the Canterbury Business Awards, and to Best Missing Events and the team that staged that. A massive thank you to Andrew Eyre, Chief Executive of the Stad Theatre, local councillor, and all round good guy.
Yeah, it's good.
And
thank you.
Someone that we're going to be seeing on Friday at the Seven Oaks Business Show at the Stag Plaza. Doors open at 10 o'clock.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being here.
That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you all, and to Bird, who staggered in.
Lowers herself down onto the chair. It's getting up.
And can't move now.
You made me make a coffee.
Absolutely.
Can you believe you did that?
But thank you so much to all of you. We'll be back with another show here on the Business Bunker Radio Show next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. In the meantime, have a fabulous time, and we will see you all soon.
Much love.
Bye for now.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.